The study from the Carl Vinson Institute at the University of Georgia shows Briarcliff could pay for its services with no tax increase and still end up with an annual surplus of almost $8 million. That's about 50% more than the surplus shown in a study for the proposed city of Lakeside, which has overlapping boundaries with Briarcliff. The Vinson Institute also did that study.
We think that this shows that you can achieve those good numbers without having boundaries that exclude any neighborhoods.
That's City of Briarcliff Initiative President Alan Vennett. He acknowledges Lakeside has more support from state lawmakers who have to approve the formation of any new city.
We don't deny for a moment that the politics are challenging. Our hope is that we can say to the members of the legislature that our proposal really is a better idea.
There's still one more feasibility study on the way, Tucker, where the cityhood movement began in response to being included in Lakeside's map. It's due out Saturday. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.